And now, a sports update.
Now, usually at this time on a Friday night, we'd speak with Zach McLean and talk all things sport. But can you believe this, Jules? Zach's asked for a social life tonight.
How dare he?
I know, it's unbelievable. Lucky we have a capable replacement in Nick Fergus, who has
just dropped off the line.
Oh, we've done well, haven't
we? We'll get him back.
We'll give you an update in the cricket, though. It's 4 for 122. This is Australia in their second innings. It's been remarkable. 15 wickets in today's session, in today's play alone. Australia all out in the first over of the day in their first innings for 260. Then India, remarkably, all out, 105.
It's funny, isn't it? I mean, they looked at this beast of a wicket and they thought, oh, gee, how are we going to play on this? And how are the Aussie batsmen who are susceptible to spin bowling going to survive? But as they say, it's one of the oldest sayings in cricket. You never know a good score until two teams have batted on it. We've got Fergo back. Hello, Fergo.
Hello, gentlemen. How are we?
Okay, you're running away from us. Well,
in track and field, you don't get a second start after a false start. But here we are very generous.
We are.
You're very kind to me. Yeah, this first test in India, wow, it's throwing up a few unexpected results so far. But as you said, Jules, this is by no means over. India is such an incredible test cricket nation. I'm worried their second innings, they're just going to bat it out for 3 days. You never know what they can do, even on a pitch like this.
It's remarkable. I mean, I have to look back in the history books, but you'd struggle to think of a time where India, on their own soil, were dismissed for 105 or less.
Yeah, well, Virat Kohli is probably, he's the linchpin for them. He's the most important wicket for India. And this, he's never been dismissed without scoring in a home test.
There you go.
That's in 104 consecutive innings across all three formats. He's never fallen for a duck.
It was a careless shot, too. He chased that wide one from Stark, which he really didn't need to, considering they were a couple down for not many. But just referring to this wicket, I mean, Shane Warne made the point prior to the test match that it actually looked like it had too many demons in it. And the danger there is what it can do is negate the bowling of the home team, because you can get an average bowler who doesn't have to do much with the ball and let the pitch do the rest. And Stephen O'Keefe, as we know, is not a big turner of the delivery. He claimed 6 wickets after lunch.
It was just incredible what Steve O'Keefe did. 3 wickets in one over. But the collapse as a whole was 7 wickets for 11 runs in here. And I don't know whether we'll see that again. Yeah, Australia need to just keep building this lead. I think it's around 270-odd at the moment. We're about 4 for 121. Mitch Marsh looking really shaky at the wicket at the moment. And I think Sean Marsh has he's lost his spot. 16, I think it was, and a duck. And I think when you've got Usman Khawaja waiting in the ranks, you need to be making more runs than that. So Australia certainly, this is no sign of dominance in this test series. It's just a great start.
Yeah, 276 run lead at the moment, still 6 wickets remaining. I'd be surprised if anyone chases 300 on this deck, Fergo.
On this pitch, yeah, it'd be very difficult.
Plenty of cricket to go. NRL, the season returns on Thursday, and I can't wait for that. But big news out of Parramatta today, they've named a new board.
Yeah, that's right. Finally, hopefully, it's the last step in this saga of just non-stop turmoil at Parramatta. 5 new independent directors joining today to join the 2 already there. They're all being headed up by Max Donnelly, who we know, obviously, as a former boss there at Macquarie Radio. He's doing a brilliant job in bringing everybody into line, and hopefully that continues with these 5 new directors. They reckon they're going to bring in a marquee signing to sort of help them get back into finals contention and back towards being premiership contenders. I think they've got the right coach. I think they've got the right squad. If they can bring in maybe another half to join alongside Corey Norman, then they're going to be a real threat this year. I've already predicted top 4, I think.
I like him too. I like Brad Arthur. I think he can do a lot of good things with this team.
I'm with you. I think they're specials for the top 4. Not that Clint Gutherson's going badly at 5-8, but their last marquee signing didn't work out so well, did it? A-League action tonight.
Yeah, Sydney FC up against Melbourne City. Obviously, they had their first loss of the year in the derby last weekend. They're looking to get back to winning ways. They're doing exactly that. 3-1, they were up when I last looked. A brilliant free kick from Brandon O'Neill getting them up ahead. Melbourne City had a man sent off in the 38th minute. Definitely not what they needed either. So Sydney FC looks like they're going to get the win and move one step closer to that Premier's plate.
It's remarkable. Sydney FC are first and their opponents tonight, Melbourne City, are third. Sydney's on 50 points, Melbourne 30. So, I mean, that's the difference. But they're quality, Melbourne City. Don't write them off. 3-0 at the moment, 2 goals to Bobo for Sydney FC. Super Rugby, a lot of, expectation on the Queensland Reds. They're in action tonight.
Yeah, well, there's not a lot of expectation from this competition, if we're right.
Yeah, that's true. There's not much interest, is there?
No, it's quite amazing what they've done to this game. And, you know, I was the biggest fan of Super Rugby ever as a child. And I've talked to a few people I know today. They didn't know the tournament was on.
Yeah.
They didn't know it had begun last night with the Rebels getting flogged by the Blues. The Reds in action against the Sharks. A few moments ago, they were down by a point. But you've got the boss, the former boss of the AAU, John O'Neill, who masterminded the competition. Then he created the A-League. He knows what he's talking about. He's come out and said the whole thing needs to be reworked back to 15 teams. Some are even calling for it to go 12 teams again.
Yeah.
It's so confusing. No one knows how the competition works, and they've just killed off the interest. So it's a real shame, but it is back in action. The Waratahs in action tomorrow. The Reds on tonight, as we said.
That's right. 26-23, Sharks over Reds with about 17 minutes to go. That's the score update there. Earlier, the Chiefs 24 over the Highlanders 15. In other rugby news, it's announced today by the ARU that the Dan Vickerman Memorial Service, he sadly passed away, as we know, last week. The public memorial will be held on Wednesday. That's at the Sydney University No. 1 Oval at Camperdown. That's from 2 o'clock. It's a public memorial, so everybody there is welcome. So very sad news indeed. Big day of racing tomorrow's Group 1s everywhere. Winx back in action, going for 15 in a row, and then 3 in Caulfield as well. The Futurity Stakes, the Blue Diamond, and the Oakley Plate. They are races 5, 7, and 8. Nick, thanks for your time.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Chat soon.